everybody, and welcome back to another episode of That's BS. I'm B.
I'm Steve.
And
I'm Nick.
Of course, you've realized Nick is our special guest.
We have a special guest today.
We do. It's awesome, you know. Talking about the NFL, another week in the books.
Yep, we didn't do the week two, but, you know, we're on week three.
Yeah, we did week two. We just didn't do a podcast about week two. How'd you do in week two,
so
Steve?
Then, does that really count as doing week two?
All right, so we didn't do week two.
Exactly.
but we didn't do it. All right, but let's talk about a surprise game in week two. Well, before we get into anything else, what was your surprise game of the week, Steve?
So, well, I was just going to say, let's talk about the Brownies. You know, we're all Browns fans here. Let's talk about how the Browns did.
Is that your surprise game?
No.
I mean, the Browns did almost choke it, and it turned out to be a lot better game than I thought it was going to be. So,
well,
it was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah. I called the high scoring of the game. I'm like the Browns sucked week one, only had 6 points. So I'm like, they don't want to get at least 30 this game.
No. I knew. Yeah, I agree.
Now,
I
see, you had a better thought.
I knew.
I had no faith. I was telling everybody, like, don't watch this game. If you want to watch any kind of good football, you might as well just watch a high school game.
Well, I knew that the Bengals defense is not good.
So. I agree. I knew it was going to be high scoring as well. Joe Burrow, I mean, it's crazy how good he is already at being a rookie.
60 pass attempts.
Yeah, it's because they can't run the football because their own line sucks. Which sucks because Joe Mixon's on my fantasy team. Damn it. But, yeah. Anyways, I knew it was going to be you want to say something, Nick, about Joe Mixon? Go ahead.
Why would you choose him knowing their offensive line sucks anyway?
Well, it wasn't my first choice.
I mean, he does carry
20 times a game for 40 yards.
And he's not terrible if he has an offensive line that's not a turnstile.
That's what I'm saying. He gets 25 carries a game and gets 40 yards. So.
Look at Kenyon Drake. You know, he sucked with the freaking Miami Dolphins, but now he's killing it with the freaking Cardinals.
Well, it's the Dolphins.
I mean. Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it is the freaking Bengals. So.
But anyways, yeah, so nobody, I mean, I expected the Browns to put up some more points than it did in the week one, which is crazy because they only put up 6 points, so they can only go up from there. Which,
not necessarily.
They could have nothing.
But not against the Bengals.
Or three or two.
Yeah, and,
not against the Bengals.
Everybody, you know, everybody was talking, you know, high about Baker after the game. I'm still not on board with Baker. I agree that he looked better, but they were able to run the football, and that's their bread and butter against a shitty defense.
Bread and butter?
Their bread and butter. Bread and butter against a shitty defense. So let's just wait. Next game is against Washington. They got a better defense than the Bengals. So
well,
let's see
a better defense line.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Well, better. I think it's better defense in general.
I mean,
yeah,
tell me I'm wrong.
They'll get to Baker.
That's what I'm saying. They'll get to Baker, and you might see Case Keenum in this game if they're smart. No. So we'll see.
Keenum's on the bench.
Yeah.
No. No.
He's riding the bench.
So your hot take right now is that Keenum's going to play week three against Washington.
You'll see him, yeah, if they're down.
You'll see.
I mean, I'm not completely sold on Baker either, but that's mainly just because I wasn't sold when they drafted him. I don't like my quarterbacks.
Exactly.
I don't like my quarterbacks being 6 foot tall.
He's Johnny Manziel 2.0.
I do not agree with that statement, though.
Honestly,
I'm just glad that they finally got Odell in the game, man. Finally found him on the long-ass touchdown pass.
Yeah.
That was a great play.
I mean,
it was.
I feel like part of that is on him, though, from week one.
Yeah.
How about you get open?
Or how about...
I mean, granted, you are going up against a Ravens defense, which is only improved from last year.
I think you should get him more involved. If it's, you know, do some for
that's also on play calling as well.
Do some wide receiver reads and do some screen plays and do some like short passes to him. You know, Odell is so good where don't have him run long every time. Do some short like.
And also, with our offensive line, you have a rookie left tackle, which granted, he held his own against the Ravens. I mean, he did well.
Yeah, he did well.
You had him going up against a Pro Bowl the entire time. Pro Bowler. And he had his own.
Yeah, Campbell.
Held his own.
He did. I agree.
But you cannot be running deep routes because Baker probably is not going to have that amount of time, that much time.
Yeah.
He won't have that much time. I agree. And he doesn't have the arm to throw deep like that. They got to learn. He almost underthrew Baker on that touchdown he had.
What do you mean?
I mean, yes, when Baker.
I mean, it'd be impressive if he underthrew himself.
Yeah, Baker almost underthrew Odell. Odell had to stop on that route. He should have just ran in the end zone, but he couldn't because Baker underthrew him, but the ball was like wobbly as hell. So I agree. You know, our O-line, we got that rookie, he held his home, but when it comes to when we face a better defense and the game is on the line, Baker's not the answer. He's never going to be the answer. This will be the year that Case Keenum, if not week three, week four definitely.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yes.
B thinks Case Keenum going to be the starter at
Baker.
Week 4.
Baker will not be a Brown next year.
Oh, damn.
Right.
He won't. He will not be a Brown.
I disagree with that statement.
So do I.
He will not be a Brown.
I mean, well, I don't know if I disagree with it, actually. It depends on how he does this year.
Baker
he has everything around him. They have, and I will give the Browns this, they have given him everything he needs to win.
Yeah.
And he still can't.
If he can't do it. He won last week. That's a W.
The Bengals, Nick!
It's a W!
But, yeah, but he had the same...
I mean, let's just think about it. Would they have won that game last year?
They had the same people last year.
Yeah.
And yet the Bengals beat him last year.
Yeah.
They should have done way better last year.
I mean...
It's a new year.
I blame a lot of last year, though, on the coach.
Yeah.
I mean, for fuck's sake, dude. 4th and 9. Let's hand off. Let's run a draw. Let's run a draw on 4th and 9.
Okay. I'm going to say this. With Baker Mayfield, he can't read the field. It's noticeable. He looks at one guy. If that one guy's not open, he tries to run, and he's too slow to run in the NFL. I'm sorry. This isn't college. That shit's not going to work. He's predictable. He rolls out to one side. And
he rolled out to
the
left
when
he threw it to the Odell on that touchdown pass.
Huh?
Said he rolled out to the left instead of the right on to Odell.
Yeah, but that was a design. I'm talking about, like, honestly, when he's rolling out, like, running-wise, he runs one direction, and that's it when he scrambles. He's predictable.
As you can hear it, guys, B is not a big Baker fan.
Everyone knows that. Everyone knows I'm not a Baker fan.
B is not a Baker fan.
And for some reason, the Browns just... are on his, you know,
I don't necessarily think that's a true statement either.
What?
They're all up on his shit. I think it is very much, you have to prove it this year. That's why they brought in Case Keenum, to make that seat hot.
Well, it shouldn't even be.
Like, dude, you have this year, and if you don't have it this year, with everything we've built around you, we're moving
on. If he doesn't have it this year, Chubb and Beckham are fucking gone. So he needs to have it before the year is gone. Beckham will be a Patriot. Chubb will be somewhere else.
Hey, you know what? I'm not even going to lie. I might go ahead and trade Odell now. Robinson wants the hell out of...
He ain't coming to Cleveland.
Chicago.
You can trade.
Oh, my God.
They're going to need another receiver. Just, hey, trade Odell for Robinson. Maybe trade some mid-round picks. It's not going to be a terrible situation.
It's not. I agree.
And Robinson automatically... It's a better situation than where he's at.
Robinson, I think, is a better possession player than Odell anyways. Odell's more of like a flashy, you know, big game player, where Robinson's just, give me the ball 10 times and I'll get 10
kind of like Landry.
Yeah, exactly like Landry, yeah.
I agree.
And I am perfectly okay with that.
I'm okay with that too, but he won't get the ball because Baker can't give it to him. So A-Rob will just be like, oh my God, not a good situation, Trubisky .20.
Well, Nick made a great point. He's like Landry, and who does Baker give the ball to?
Baker targets Landry. Almost more than anyone else.
Oh, dude.
And Landry gets the ball. He gets his catches.
What did I say? He looks at one guy, and that's Landry, even if he's triple fucking coverage. Like, honestly, that shit's not going to fly. I'm sorry. Baker, we need a quarterback that can read the field.
Drew Brees... For the past year and a half...
Don't even say he targets Michael Thomas, because Michael Thomas is a god. Michael Thomas can go out against three guys and still come down with the ball.
Hey, I know this.
Are you comparing Drew Brees to fucking Baker Mayfield? Get off this podcast.
I am comparing how Drew Brees looked so far this year to Baker Mayfield, because Drew Brees does not look like Drew Brees.
No.
Drew Brees looks bad.
He's getting old.
He looks bad. He looks old. He looks bad.
Yeah, he is getting old though,
and you know what?
He doesn't have Michael Thomas.
And he stares him down, and that's his issue this year.
He doesn't have Michael Thomas. Yeah.
Speaking of,
and it looked
Drew
bad
Brees,
last year.
Today is Monday, so the Saints do play today. They play the Raiders.
Okay, who do you got, Nick?
Saints.
After all that shit you just talked about Drew Brees, you're gonna take the Saints?
Yes. One, I'm still taking the Saints because I actually like their defense.
Yeah,
defense is good.
And I don't have any faith in Vegas.
No.
I am being completely honest, and I want to keep saying Oakland, but I know it's Vegas.
Yeah.
I have no faith in them. I'm going to watch the game anyway.
Yes.
Because I want to check out this new stadium.
I I agree.
And the death heat trap that it is.
Yeah, I think the Saints, I'm taking the Saints too. I love the defense. I think that Drew Brees is going to have a better game than he has so far.
He's not going to have his big main receiver.
Yeah, but I think Sanders is going to have a big day. Emmanuel Sanders. And, of course, they got Kareem Hunt. He'll probably touch the ball 15 times.
They have Kareem Hunt? When did that happen?
They got
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
There we go.
I had Kareem Hunt on my mind because he just got
paid. I mean, they're very similar players. So
yeah, I was going to say something about Kareem Hunt getting paid when we were talking about the Browns, but we're on a different subject now. Anyways, I got the Saints. Alvin Kamara, he's going to touch the ball like 15 times in a pass game probably. They don't have Michael Thomas who touches the ball 20. So, the Raiders are going to come into this game and give Josh Jacobs the ball 30 times rushing. They're going to try to control the ball on the
ground.
And
that's the way they should.
They're going to cut. Yeah, I agree.
That's the way the offense should be.
The Saints defense is going to be able to shut that down, and you know Derek Carr is not going to be able to beat him in the pass game.
Well, it's Derek Carr. He's never going to beat you in the
pass
game.
Plus, Henry Ruggs is questionable.
Which he didn't really do last week anyway.
Exactly. Tyrell Williams is on IR. Their receiving core is like
they don't have no
dismissal.
Dismissed.
Anyways, yeah, I got the Saints. Steve, who you got?
I got the Saints.
I didn't pass English.
Well, now we know.
I got the Saints. I just think that, like you said, their defense is going to stop. I think it's going to be just like how the Titans was against the Jaguars, where like, yes, freaking Derrick Henry got 70, 80 yards, but yes, he carried the ball 30 times.
Yeah, that's for how it's 80 gonna yards. Be.
That's how it's going to be with Josh Jacobs. He's going to get 80 yards, but he's going to carry the ball 30 times, and that, you know, this is going to be like.
And I'm just going to say, I have more faith in Sean Payton as a coach than I do Gruden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just hands down, any day of the week.
Yeah, and two different playing styles as well. Even without Michael Thomas on the field, the Saints are going to be able to put up points.
Now, what's going to be interesting is, how is that desert weather going to affect this game?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, yeah. That's
going to be interesting. I mean, granted, it's at night, so it's not going to be
Is there no fans in this one either?
There's no fans, no.
But the desert can get pretty fucking chilly in the evening.
Yeah, but they're in a dome, so.
It's true.
So,
black dome in the middle of the desert. I'm just going to say, whose brilliant idea was that?
You know,
your cooling bill will have to be astro-effinomical.
It would be awesome. Go to Vegas, all black.
It changes colors at night. No,
I'd be all for that. But there are stadiums in Europe for soccer teams that do that.
Yeah.
Like the one that Bayern Munich plays in glows red, and it's glorious.
So,
and actually, it kind of looks very relatively similar to the design of the new Vegas stadium.
There you go. That could be like a kept secret.
Never know. So, yeah, we all got the Saints tonight. Before we jump into our predictions for week 3, let's go ahead and, you know, talk about some huge injuries after week 2. Whoa.
Okay, let's just talk about the biggest one. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley just announced today he has...
I mean, is that necessarily the biggest one? I mean, he is that entire offense, but he hasn't looked great.
No, but the reason I'm saying it's the biggest one is because he's out for the whole year.
Yeah, he's out for the year. Also,
I mean, Nick Bosa's out for the year, and that's a big... That might be bigger impact loss.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, his D... Because they're already short on their D-line. They lost DeForest Buckner or whatever on their D-line, so they're down him. They're down.
And let's face it,
Bosa.
No one expects coming into the year. No one, not even the Giants themselves, expected anything to come out of this year.
No, yeah, no.
The 49ers actually were just, you know, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
High expectations.
And yeah, and what makes that even worse is Sherman's already out.
Jimmy G's hurt.
Jimmy G just got hurt. They just high ankle sprain, 4 to 6 weeks. So he's out.
Mostert's hurt.
Mostert just got hurt. You're out. Debo Samuel.
Kittle's a question mark.
Kittle's a question mark. You're already short on receiver. You got a backup quarterback throwing to who now? I mean, Jerick McKinnon is going to be in there. Tevin Coleman touched the ball 15 times, only got 20 yards. Jerick McKinnon, like, he's your passing down back, but man, it's going to be tough for the 49ers. Really tough. Yeah. And
the only thing that helps them is they're playing the freaking Giants.
Yeah, they're playing the Giants, and
their whole offense was with one guy, and that guy's done.
And they got Deion Lewis, he touched the ball a lot, but he's a more of a passing down back. They got they might sign the dude off practice squad, but they're talking about maybe bringing in Devontae Freeman, a free agent.
I mean, their quarterback doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, Danny Dimes.
But, I mean,
he looks good 1 week, looks okay the next, so we'll see. He's going to have a bigger role. Sorry, you're not
going to be able to throw the ball. He has no one to throw the ball to. He really doesn't have an offensive line.
Yeah, exactly.
They have, their defense is just not good.
Yeah, they're definitely down this year. And, I mean,
they've been down for a couple of years now.
Denver also had a bad week. They lost Drew Locke. They lost Cortland Sutton, who just came into a game off a shoulder injury. Now he has another injury, which is non-related to the shoulder. He tore his knee out, so he's out.
And
for the
yet
season.
They still almost came back to beat the Steelers.
Yeah. Well, Judy, I think he's going to be the real deal. I'm sorry, he's already jumped into a high role and he's taken over.
Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy. He's taking over that receiving core.
All rise.
And that's something about McCaffrey getting hurt too.
Oh man, McCaffrey got hurt. They were saying he might. They were saying it's not as big as all the other ones, but they've already upgraded him 4 to 6 weeks out at minimum. So that's
again,
high ankle sprain as well.
Pretty much the entire offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's
like
a new quarterback
Moore.
In that system. Yeah,
I mean, I do like what they're trying to do.
I like their receiving corps.
And Samuels, I expect to improve.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he improved so far every year he's been in the league. He improved for them last year.
Yeah.
I think Robbie Anderson was a key pickup for them, and I like DJ Moore a lot. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's been playing
too. I'm a Bridgewater fan. I've been rooting for this man. I mean, because I thought he was underrated coming out of college.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He was a gunner in college. Like, that's all Louisville did was throw the ball, and he did good when he came
in. He was dropping dimes.
Yeah, he did good when he came into the league at Minnesota.
He's
before
gotten,
he got hurt.
He just, I mean, he had those disastrous injuries.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When Drew Brees went down, was it last year with a thumb injury?
And everyone thought they were done.
Yeah.
He came in and won every one
exactly.
of those games for him.
Yep, and he did. So, he can win you games. He's a veteran, and he can do that with the receiving core they got, I think. And who knows? I mean, McCaffrey's such a great player that they feel they got to give him the ball a lot. Who knows? Maybe this opens up a different look for him.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I had McCaffrey, I would just...
Oh, I agree. Well, he's a beast.
I think they got a good backup running back.
Mike Davis.
So,
yeah.
I mean, he's not McCaffrey, but he's a decent, solid backup. So, I think he would do okay.
He rushed... Yeah, he came into the game. He rushed the ball one time, but he got the ball thrown to him 8 times, caught every single one of them for 80 yards.
Yeah.
So, he came into that role and took over right away, but... Yeah, it's going to hurt, though. It's still going to hurt no matter what. I mean, McCaffrey is hard to lose on any team, so.
I want to talk about one more game. It's the Cowboys and the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest letdown.
The Falcons just, like to blow leads.
That's the Lions.
I think it's the Super Bowl curse. After they blew that lead in the Super Bowl to the Patriots,
they haven't looked the same.
It's fallen.
Their defense is not good.
No.
Their offense can be great, and at times is great, but so inconsistent.
But it seems that they looked good yesterday, man. Freaking, they had giving them turnovers and kept scoring. Like,
their offense was going. Their offense was going. It was a shootout.
I'm like, they're kicking their ass, and all of a sudden, like...
And let's, hey, no one jump on this ball while it rolls 10 yards.
Yeah, they're just like, wait...
I think
let's box out. This will work.
And honestly, I think a lot of that's on coaching too, because they get up by so much, and then they're like, okay, let's try to run this time off. Let's try to coast to the win instead of putting your foot on the gas and just going with it.
Put your foot on their throat.
Yeah,
put them
never
out
let
of
up.
Their misery.
Never let up. And I think the coaches just are like, oh my God, we're up by so much. Let's just try to juice this clock and look what happened.
It is your job to stop me from scoring, not my job to stop scoring.
And that onside kick was the worst thing I ever seen in my life. I thought
that was a bad onside kick.
Yes.
It was actually not a good onside kick.
Yeah.
It was real bad.
It never left the ground. It was a spinner on the ground, and they just looked at it like, "Hey, what's up?"
But let's just wait for it and watch it roll 10 yards and see what happens.
Yeah, they gathered around the football like at a campfire, and they just stood there and watched.
Here we go.
I literally saw three Falcons. I literally saw three Falcons players boxing out when they were in the NBA. So yeah, it was horrible to watch. And if you're a Falcons fan, I'm sorry.
If you're a Cowboys fan, you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're a Cowboys fan, you get lucky. So
yep.
But still,
I'm not sorry if you're a Falcons fan. This has now become routine with you guys.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm a Browns fan, and I know going into it, we're gonna suck. You guys should just expect to know you're gonna blow leads now.
And if we don't suck, then we're surprised.
Yeah.
Pleasantly.
Very true. Very true.
I expect nothing, and yet I'm still disappointed.
Also, I mean, there was a lot, but Cam Akers went down with an injury for the Rams, rib injury.
Is that gonna be bad? You think?
They're saying, they're not really sure exactly what it was. They're saying it's ribs, but they haven't really clarified.
This hurts him too, because like he didn't do anything so far this year. So like now Henderson's taking this spot, so he might be, even when he's healthy, he might still be like.
Yeah, he came in
third string.
He came in projected at when Henderson was hurt that he was just gonna like take that backfield over. He hasn't done much. He's injured now. Henderson's back. He looked great last game. This previous game they just played. So Henderson's probably gonna take over. Malcolm Brown, they still got him, and Cam Akers, if he does come back in a couple weeks, he's probably gonna fall down behind Brown. So that hurts him. But yeah, man, a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries. You got any more you want to talk about?
No. I think we drive into this week 3.
Let's do it, man. Let's dive right into it. Let's hear our picks. You got our Thursday night game. The Dolphins are at the Jaguars.
Minshew mania is real and alive, and I love it.
All right, so let's just go to our guest here. You know, Minshew mania, who do you got? Are you taking the Jags?
I'm riding Minshew all the way, man.
Hey, man.
In Minshew, I trust.
The stash is real.
I'm with Nick, yes. Though, because, like, if you would have asked me this last week, I would have been like, okay, the Jaguars got lucky against the Colts, you know. And then, but last week, he just looked, against the Titans, he looked freaking phenomenal.
He looked good last year.
Yeah.
I did not understand why they went away from him last year. You go with the hot hand. He was on a roll, and you decided, you know what? Let's go ahead and ruin that and take him out and just shoot ourselves in the foot.
So I'm like, you know, I'm like, the Jaguars just don't suck like they always do, but like they looked good yesterday. They almost had the Titans. They were this close getting the Titans. That pick was just so, like, that tip, you know? I mean
that was pretty rough.
What can you do, you know? Like, he was driving the ball, and then the guy was open. He was thrown to. He was open.
Yeah.
He was.
It was just a tip. That was good defense. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with Nick with the Jags, man. Minshew looks freaking great.
Minshew mania definitely over Fitzmagic any day of the week.
Yeah, B was saying he might want to, because I don't really have no quarterbacks on my leagues, you know. So like, he's like, might want to start picking Minshew up. He's going to give you some points. So
yeah, I'm on board with these fine gentlemen here. I'm taking the Jaguars. If you would have asked me before the season started, how many games are the Jaguars going to win? I would have probably told you they were going to be the worst team in the NFL, like everybody else. They're in a rebuilding year. Everyone said they were going to be the worst team in the NFL, and look what they're doing.
I would not have said worst team, because the Jets are pretty much a high school team.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree, but everybody was saying that, you know, when the Jags cut Fournette, that they were just rebuilding. But they knew something about Robinson, because Robinson comes into that backfield,
also,
and he looks
good.
Let's
face it, Fournette has underachieved in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's not what we all expected.
He's injury prone.
He had that one really good season when he first came into the league.
Yeah.
And he's underperformed since.
Yeah.
I agree. I think Fournette's on the right team now, though.
I mean, he gets suspended for fighting people.
Yeah.
He had some attitude issues. As well.
Plus, you got to look at the Dolphins. They're not great. They just got Devontae Parker.
The defense
back.
Is good.
Yeah.
The defense isn't
terrible.
They just got Devontae Parker back. So, I mean, him and Fitzmagic have a good connection.
It's Fitzmagic, though. I mean, the thing with Fitzmagic is he gives both teams a chance to win the game.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. I mean, I won't be surprised if you don't see Tua here soon.
I think Tua will play before the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I think Tua will definitely be in before sooner rather than later.
I think they're still trying to get his like injury that he had still going.
They want to make sure.
They don't want to throw him in there too soon, and they want to try to ease him into the playbook
because
and make sure he's good.
They want to make sure that first time he gets hit,
by this NFL D lineman.
He doesn't get snapped.
Yeah. His career's over.
Exactly.
Because this is the same injury that ended Bo Jackson's career.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
same exact injury.
Yeah. So when they drafted Tua, they knew that this was going to be the guy they want to go with for a franchise.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, yeah. Well,
tank for Tua.
Exactly.
Well, freaking Fitzmagic is just getting old. He's in what, his 14th season or something?
Yeah, he's getting old, and you know he's been bounced around from team to team.
So I mean, so, you know that they're not like, oh, he's our guy. You just know that they're just trying to get Tua, ease into Tua. They're not just be like, okay, Tua, have at it. They're easing into him. So yeah, so we're all on, you know, Jaguars.
Yep, Jags are on the board.
We're on the board.
So that's right. Your Thursday night game. So let's jump into these Sunday games, 1 o'clock.
This one's going to be on the board too, I think.
Yeah, we got the Niners at the Giants after we just shit-talked the Giants. Nick, are you going to take the Giants?
I am not. I have no faith in this Giants team. None at all.
I agree. That's an easy pick for the Niners. I don't even really have to talk about it.
Yeah. don't got to really talk about it. Giants just lost Saquon. We'll see if...
Which is their entire offense.
Yeah, we'll see if they sign Devontae Parker. I mean, not Devontae. Why do I keep saying Devontae Freeman. Yeah, I was just talking about Parker. Thanks, Steve. Freeman! Anyways.
He's a free man.
He's a free man. Right now, until he gets signed. But, yeah, the Giants, their O-line sucks. Even if they do sign Freeman, it's not going to be good. The Niners, I mean, we'll see how that defense looks now when they keep losing people.
I don't think they really have much of a struggle anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's the Giants, so it's not going to be a problem. But further down the line, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be the first away game for this backup quarterback. Who's the backup quarterback now at San Francisco?
Oh, don't ask me that.
It's Nick Mullins.
Who's that?
He played last year when Droppel got hurt for like 2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
or
and he did okay. He did okay, but
he's a backup.
But yeah. He had that one great game.
Yeah,
remember we had like 5 touchdowns or whatever.
Yeah, I remember.
And
it
was
now.
Like, man, Nick Mullins is so good.
Yeah, and also most of those touchdowns went to Kittle, so we'll see if he's back. That'll be big for him. But yeah, easy pick. Niners are on the board.
Yeah.
What's the next game, Steve?
We got the Washington football team versus the Cleveland Browns.
The Brownies.
Which it's just, I think this is going to be an interesting game because the Redskins has a great D line. I don't think Chubb's going to do anything like he did last week. This week, you know, with him running the ball like he was, and it's going to be rough. I think that I don't like Washington's offense, though. You know, but I mean they will. I think they're going to score still. So, but I got the Browns.
Browns, Nick.
God damn it. I love my Browns. I have a lot of questions with them. Their linebackers look horrible with Mack Wilson gone. Then the secondary is still trying to figure out what the hell is going on and get healthy. It's a big one with them. Washington's offense isn't great, but they did have they're salvageable. I don't necessarily think you have to have a great offense to beat this Browns team right now. Their strength is their D-line.
Which is awesome.
Which, their D-line is arguably one of the top in the NFL.
Chase Young's a beast, man.
And then you have Washington. Their defense, not great. But that D-line, I'm going to take the Browns, and I don't know what the spread is, but it's I'd probably take Washington to beat the spread.
Okay, so yeah, you got the Browns and the Browns. I agree with Steve that I think that Chubb's not going to be able to run on Washington like he did last week, but Hunt is going to have a big game.
The key will be to get Hunt
involved in the pass game.
Get the passing game to Hunt out of the backfield.
Exactly, because the weakness is a secondary for
Washington.
Get
Baker, call those bootlegs, design bootlegs.
Yep.
And get Hunt.
Yeah, get that D line move like going one way and go the opposite.
Exactly.
Get that D line moving.
Oh, because Baker's not going to be able to outrun Chase Young.
No.
Oh, no.
Young will run him down.
I don't think nobody can outrun Chase Young.
He's fast as shit.
Yeah. I don't even think Lamar can outrun Chase Young.
You're gonna see a lot of the offense.
I'm telling you right now, if Lamar was running like this and Chase Young's running like this, who do they start running that battle? Not Lamar.
You're gonna see a lot of the offensive line slanting. Try to get the pressure, you know, off Baker. You're gonna See a lot of Kareem Hunt.
Tight ends.
Yeah.
Hooper.
Two tight ends.
Hooper is going to have a big game. Njoku's on IR.
When isn't he on IR?
Yeah, exactly.
I would trade his ass. I don't even. And if I can't get anything for him,
I'll drop him.
I would just cut him.
Yeah.
But I would at least try to see if I can't get at least a late round draft
pick. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, but this is going to be a big game for Hunt and Hooper. And I think that.
I also think Landry.
I mean, of course.
I think Landry will have a big game. And I think Odell is going to bitch because he ain't going to get anything.
Well, you already know. You already know because, I mean, Baker's doesn't look at Odell. So when he does look at Odell.
He'll probably have like a lucky catch, like a long catch.
Oh, yeah.
They'll try. I think they might try a few screens.
He might break a screen play.
Honestly, yes, I would. I agree with those. Call some screen plays.
Yes.
Do some quick slants and stuff.
He's dangerous after the catch.
You know, move him around more. Stop making him like, you know what I'm saying? Like make him like get the ball. If you really want him involved, get him involved.
But yeah. Landry is your possession receiver. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's gonna. I think you're gonna target him, Hunt, and Hooper.
Yep. Those are the three that can have a big game. And everybody else.
The thing is, like, you know, with Odell, he's such a, he wants the attention. But this Browns offense, they have so many weapons.
Yeah.
You can't be getting upset because you don't get the ball as much. Because there's so many people get the ball to.
Oh, on paper, this Browns offense is, hands down, on paper, one of the best looking ones in the league.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you can't be upset if you're not getting targeted as much as you would have at a random, at a Giants team who has nobody. You know? So the Browns has all these options to throw to, you know, like you said.
And honestly, I want to get this. Hunt. I want to get that rookie tight end.
Higgins? Oh, tight end?
Yeah, the rookie tight end. They said was tearing it up in minicamp.
Yeah.
I had no idea they had a rookie tight end.
Yeah, they got a rookie tight end.
Yeah, he was like a fifth or sixth round draft pick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he was tearing it up, they said, in minicamp. I want to see this. Because Stefanski loves doing two tight end.
Well, yeah, I mean, he got
get him in there because
opportunity now with Njoku.
I mean,
you might see him then.
You saw him a little bit last week, so he's going to be in there this week. But yeah, I agree with Nick. He loves that two tight end formation, and plus, Washington. We're talking about the Browns having all these weapons on offense. Washington and Haskins they got one target,
Terry McLaurin,
and that's McLaurin.
That's it.
Scary Terry, they call him.
Now, granted. Him and Haskins have a great relationship.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they played together in college, so they already have that connection. But it's like, even though the Browns' defense isn't that great, I mean, they still got a pretty good D-line, too, so they're going to be able to get pressure on Haskins. Washington's not going to be able to run the football. They're going to try to get Gibson involved. I don't think it's going to happen. And, yeah, it's not going to work. I think Washington's not going to be able to move the ball on the Browns. Browns just have a better offense, so they're going to be able to outscore them.
If Washington, and you can go ahead and make this a hot take, Washington is not getting over 300 yards of offense.
Oh, no. Easy. It's not going to happen.
I'll be surprised if they get... If Haskins breaks over, I'd be shocked if he got over 200 yards passing.
He's a hot take.
Shocked.
Gibson will have over 100 yards rushing.
Against the Browns?
Yeah.
If they do that, they're going to be in the game.
If he gets past the D-line, yes.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, that linebacking core, unless Mac Wilson miraculously comes back, which is a question mark. He's been questionable for the first two games. Then that would be nice, because their linebacking core right now is just not good. Because their defensive line, that week one, got back to Lamar. They were getting pressure on Lamar. But that damn... Who's their... tight end Mark Andrews always open, always no linebackers in his vicinity.
Yeah, who's oh, you're talking about on the Ravens?
Yes.
Okay.
Andrews.
Yeah. And that's why with Washington now, the question mark with the linebackers for the Browns, if Washington's able to use Gibson in the passing game, which they want to do more, and get him in the second level where the linebacker core is supposed to be, because you know the Browns, they're everywhere in the secondary. If they can get him involved, and they got that rookie Logan Thomas, who was a quarterback in college, tight end now, they could do some damage with the linebacker in the middle of the field. And that's, I mean, Thomas got like 9 targets last game. Dwayne Haskins likes Thomas too, so if they can hit the middle of the field, they can keep the game close, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't think Gibson's going to have 100 yards rushing, like you said. I think the Browns are right away with it late.
I still think it's going to be a close game.
It's going to be a good game.
Man, don't lose to the Washington Redskins.
Neither team is
to the away. Football team. I'm sorry, they don't even have a name yet.
But it's the Browns. I expect nothing, and yet I'm still disappointed every year.
But we all have the Browns.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the next game is the Bungles at the Eagles. The Eagles.
I might shock you on this one. I'm going Bengals.
Ooh.
Me too.
Give Burrow his first win.
Okay.
I have, just like Nick said, he has no faith in the Giants. I have no faith in this Eagles team.
Yeah. They don't look good.
No,
they do
not
look good. They look bad.
They look like shit. Yeah. They look like fucking shit.
And this,
They blew a lead against the freaking Washington's
football team.
I'm going to get used to that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Oakland and Las Vegas.
Yeah. So, against the football team, Washington. Just say Washington.
Yeah.
Washington. Washington. I'm trying to get that in my... Washington. And then Washington. They blew that huge lead against them, and then they, like, complete shit against the freaking Chargers. I mean, the Rams. LA. The Rams. You know? I mean, I know the Rams are good, but, I mean, they didn't look good at all during that. I mean, Miles Sanders doing his thing.
I mean, the Rams are good, but they're not great.
Come on. They're not, like...
They're good.
Yeah.
Everyone, I think, overhypes the Rams.
Yeah.
But. They're good, but they're not freaking like, oh my goodness, they're freaking terrific. You know, the Eagles look like shit against them. Yes, they got, you know, they was trying to come back. They didn't really look like it.
Yeah.
They was trying to, but they don't have, I have no faith in Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
You know, their defense is just shit. Defense is shit.
The only player I do have faith on that team is Ertz.
Miles Sanders, I think he's going to be a big asset.
So... You guys both got the Bengals.
I do.
Bengals.
And I actually expect Mixon to actually have a decent game.
Okay.
I have Burrow throwing another 60 times.
Oh.
Another 60? All right.
But Burrow is getting 3 touchdowns.
Okay. Now, I agree. This is the game that Burrow is going to get his first win. Rack it up.
Hey, we're all good on every game so far.
I'm not going to lie. I did not expect you guys to go along with me on that.
I think that
just the
Although Burrow, I agree he's going to have a big game. I agree Burrow's going to have a big game. He won't throw 60 times. I agree with Nick. I think Mixon will have a better game. This will probably be his first over 100-yard rushing game. Get him in the end zone. Burrow will throw maybe around 30 times. He's going to have probably around 3 touchdowns. The Eagles' defense is just bad. I think that D-line is pretty bad. That's why Mixon's going to be able to run on them. They're so injury prone on offense. They're down 3 starting offensive linemen. It's shown. They can't run the. I mean, Miles Sanders is back. So that D line for the Bengals, he's gonna be able to run on them, but they're gonna be down because Burrow's gonna be putting up points like crazy. They're gonna have to throw the football. They can't protect Carson Wentz. This could be the year that Carson Wentz has probably the worst his worst career year. I mean, even his injury year when he got injured. I mean, man, it's going to be hard to keep him on his feet because he got sacked, 8 times against Washington? The Bengals' D-line's so bad, but I wouldn't be surprised if they got some sacks in this game.
I mean, the Bengals' defensive line isn't absolutely horrible, though.
Yeah, they're not terrible, but...
They can get Geno Atkins back.
Yeah.
Oh, is he coming back?
I don't know.
Officially?
I don't know. I have no clue.
If they get Geno Atkins back, take it back.
If they get him back... I don't even think they'll be able to run the ball, really, because your offensive line is gone.
No, because he's a run stopper there. But definitely.
The Eagles don't really run the ball anyways. I mean, they do, but, like, they pretty much do, like, those quick passes to freaking the running back outside.
And Ertz. And...
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so if they get Geno Atkins back, it's going to be hard. They may have to keep, they run 2 tight end sets. They got Dallas Goedert. He's a pretty good tight end. They got Zach Ertz. They're probably going to have to keep Goedert in to block more. To block more. All right, Steve is just shaking his head, but to block more. And, you know, of course.
Be just saying Dallas Goedert because they picked him up in his fantasy.
I did. Hey, Dallas got it, man.
Hey, man, Dallas got it, man. But,
hey, one can hope.
Yeah, but their receivers? No.
No one was for the. We dropped Hayden Hurst for Dallas Goedert. That's what's straight about it.
We're not talking about fantasy football. We're talking about the Bungles versus the Eagles. So, Eagles receivers are just down. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey's hurt.
Deshaun Jackson's old.
Jalen Reagor.
Deshaun Jackson's still in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's back on the Eagles.
He had like 9 catches yesterday.
I thought he was done.
Oh, no. He's back on the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
And
what does he do? Does he run with a walker?
No, but he catches the balls.
Yeah, he catches.
I mean, you know what?
He runs a deep route and he's out.
Larry Fitzgerald's old as shit too, but his hands are like magnets.
He doesn't even run long no more. He runs those short routes now.
They use him a lot in the slot.
Yeah, I guess those like.
Hey,
nice.
If it works.
But Jalen Reagor, effective, whatever. This rookie, you know, he has a questionable tag, but I mean, he hasn't done nothing yet. So they want him to be the new DeSean Jackson, which. He hasn't done anything yet.
Well, so far he's doing good if he's been hurt a lot.
I'm sorry, DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson's don't come along all that often.
I mean, he has the speed, but DeSean
Jackson
he hasn't
was great
done
back
much.
In the day. Let's throw that out there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, no, hands down.
You did not want to kick the ball anywhere near that man.
No. Now I want to say, kick return wise. Oh man.
I know, man.
I do want to say one thing about Jalen Reagor, and I think a lot of it's the offensive line for the Eagles. Carson Wentz has no time to throw the ball down the field. All right, right. You agree with me on that?
Yes.
He has no time.
Nothing.
So
not right now.
But he also hasn't looked the same since he's been hurt.
Yeah.
He doesn't. True. He doesn't run like he did that Super Bowl year when before he got hurt. He was MVP.
Yeah.
Let's throw that out there real quick.
Yep.
And he doesn't look like that. He doesn't move like that anymore. He just doesn't look the same.
No, the Eagles don't look the same.
No, the Eagles just don't look the same. I agree.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, but we all got the Bengals, which is insane. I didn't think anybody was going to take them. But give Joe Burrow his first win.
Yep, yeah, mark that down.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Mark it down. Yep. Steve, next game.
Patriots and the Raiders at the Patriots.
All right, so Raiders at Patriots. Who you got, Nick?
Raiders coming off a short week, playing in Foxborough.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots.
There you go.
I'll take money on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I agree. Not much to say about this game, except Cam Newton is the real deal.
He is.
Honestly, Cam Newton looks back.
Honestly, them adding Cam Newton to that offense just adds another element. The rushing ability of Cam Newton. Like, if you can keep him healthy, this offense could be better with Cam Newton than Tom Brady.
I agree with that statement. So, Cam Newton is a more athletic quarterback than Tom Brady.
They just need...
You gave the best coach in football.
Oh.
Yes.
A more athletic weapon. Quarterback.
It could be dangerous.
They just need a key receiver. If they have like a good receiver, then they'll do.
That's what I'm saying. Like they want that guy to be N'Keal Harry. They really do. They want it to be N'Keal Harry because he's a big body. He could play that Randy Moss type role on the outside. Like, they want it to be him. They still got Edelman. He plays a lot of the slot. And they gotta get James White more involved. I'm sorry. Look what Cam Newton did with McCaffrey in Carolina. If they can get James White more involved, because Sony Michel, I'm sorry, he's a big body, but he doesn't do much.
James White, though, is his mind going to be there? His dad just died, and his mom's in critical condition.
Yeah. I think that's a lot why he hasn't been playing much.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's not all there. He's not like there mentally.
Mentally, yeah.
And who can blame him?
No,
it's not in football. Yeah,
I mean,
especially with everything going on right now this year with the whole COVID and all this, and now with like you said, his family. You know, it's crazy. Like I agree. I think he's a crucial part of this offense.
Who's that other running back that's coming?
Sonny Michel.
Who's that other one who's coming back from injury?
Oh, Damien Harris.
Yeah,
Damien Harris is another big body, which he was supposed to start and he got hurt. He got put on IR, and he's coming off IR now. So we'll see if he plays this next week.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he will.
I think
they're going to set him out for at least a game.
I think he could be like the new key for the run game.
Oh,
I
definitely.
Mean, but yeah, Super Cam over the Raiders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I said the same thing with the Raiders today. For the game tonight, I just don't really have a lot of faith in the Raiders.
No,
I agree.
I don't have faith in Derek Carr, but I love Josh. I love some Josh Jacobs.
I do like Josh Jacobs.
Yeah,
and that's going to be the Raiders. That's the Raiders' game plan every game they go into, to try to control the tempo. Give Josh Jacobs is going to get 25 to 30 carries every game, and yeah,
the Raiders have no pass rush,
not at all.
None.
It's non-existent. I agree. But like you said about Damien Harris, he's going to add an element to the run game for the Patriots. But Cam Newton with those design quarterback runs, I mean, that helps out their run game. That's basically their run game right now. It's those design QB runs. Like, you got freaking two tight end sets, your fullback, your running back, all blocking for Cam Newton, and he just hits the hole. I mean, it didn't work that last play
because he got stuffed. No, they knew that play, though.
They knew it was coming. Oh, yeah.
Well, they knew that play. They knew. I mean, like which way and everything. Everyone crashed to the left, or the right, where the hell, the left. Crashed to the left and blitzed that side, and that was it.
Oh, everything in that situation says run the ball.
Yeah.
Unless
you're the Seahawks.
Not 90, unless you're the Seahawks. But I think I probably would have just done a play action tight end dump.
Yeah.
Would have play actioned it, and I would have just dumped it to my tight end.
In
if it would have worked, or if they would great. If it would have failed, though, everyone would be like, what the hell were you doing?
Well, if they would have did the Tebow jump pass.
You that, or like, because you on that play, they had like the fullback in motion in the middle. Have him fake block and just run outside and like Nick said, just toss it to him.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was a design pass and you know how the guy went down and like cut the fullback out, if it was a design pass and he would never been in that situation, he would have easy touchdown.
Easy
to because the dude would have been on the ground and that was the dude that was supposed to cover him and he would have just Cam Newton would have threw it out to him.
Just quick little lock.
And just toss it.
Well, but
nobody was over.
But in reference to that play, that's been working all game long.
And that's why they ran it.
And I agree with the play call.
Yeah,
I really do.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
You should have done that.
Yep.
It just didn't work.
Didn't work.
Yep.
Yeah,
and that's all it is. I mean, they were in the situation. That's the situation they want to be in. In every game, they want to have a chance to win.
I mean,
they had the chance to win, and it just didn't work that time. But the Patriots, I think, are going to be. It's going to be big.
Oh, yeah.
So, the Patriots are going to win big in this.
So we all agree, Patriots.
Patriots.
All right.
Let's see if, hey man, we're all.
I can't stand the Patriots. I hope they lose.
We're all on the same page so far. Every game's similar. Let's see if this one's similar.
I don't like that. Someone needs to be different.
The next game, we got the Bears at the Falcons. All right, so
I'm about to light everybody up.
Nick, is this the game the Falcons don't blow a 30-point lead?
If they have a 30-point lead, it's blown. That's just what they do. But I take the Falcons.
Okay.
Mainly because
Trubisky sucks.
Yes. I mean, he had a great game. What was that? 2 games ago or whatever? Or last week? I can't remember.
Against the Lions?
It's the Lions.
I know.
But
blows leads just like the Falcons.
I don't have faith in the Bears offense.
No.
I like their defense. Their defense isn't great, but it's good.
They're not the Bears defense 2 years ago, but they're decent.
And
Bears
the Falcons,
the
Falcons defense isn't good though either.
No,
right now. That's why I don't think it's going to be a runaway game. But this Falcons offense can. It depends which one shows up, because it can be so good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And dangerous.
See, this one's iffy for me. I circled Falcons. But like I'm on the fence because I really think that the Bears' run game can do good. First of all, with David Montgomery, I love me some Montgomery.
Yeah,
I love David Montgomery. He gets the ball a lot. Yes, Trubisky is not great, but that defense is going to keep the Falcons. I cannot trust without blown lead. Now I don't even. Even if they're up big, I'm going to say, well, they'll find a way to lose. So, I mean, but it seems like the Bears, if they keep it like, they're not high-powered offense. So if they keep it between like the 20s, I'd say it's like they're down 17-14 with like a couple minutes left. I think they'll find a way to win. But if it's high scoring, there's no way they
Bears. I mean, I think what also plays into it is the Bears, Robinson wants out. He has demanded a trade. Yeah.
Is he really
going to be like have his like really want to like go out there and like I'm going to give all to a team I don't want to be on?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to change mine and go with the Bears.
Okay. So so we got
at least there's some kind of difference going on.
So we got Steve the Bears, you got the Falcons. I'm going to take I got the Falcons circled. I'm going to stick with it. I think the Falcons, they got a lot of weapons, a lot of receivers. Matt Ryan's actually playing pretty good this year. I think that their offense is going to be able to put the points up. Their defense is not there. I actually think Trubisky is going to hit Robinson's going to have a big game this game. I agree. He's not happy there. And I think that they know that and they want to get Robinson more involved, even though he got targeted nine times last week and didn't do nothing with it. So I see him getting the end zone a couple times, but they're not going to be able to stick with the Falcons, and it could be probably a 3-touchdown win by the Falcons. They're not going to blow this
lead. Do you have that much faith in their offense?
They're not going to blow this lead. The Falcons are going to kill it.
I don't know about a 3-touchdown lead, though.
Okay, 17 points.
They might get a field goal. Because that means you're expecting their defense to at least do something.
Hey, you never know. I mean, Trubisky, he'll throw a pick when the defense doesn't even try. So he'll throw a pick right to the guy. So, I mean, that could be
That's fair.
I think the Bears will, you know, they'll keep it close early, but the Falcons just got too many weapons on offense. So I'm hoping the Falcons don't let me down with blowing like another lead.
Do nothing with,
because the Falcons will end up trying to run away with. Yeah, I agree. I mean, if they
all that talent they got on the offense and they just look like they suck.
I mean, if it's a close game and it comes down to an onside kick, I'm sorry, the Falcons, you're not gonna win. But yeah, I'm gonna stick with the Falcons. Don't let me down. So yeah, this one was a little different. We finally got
me,
Steve,
picking the Bears,
going away from the pack here and picking the Bears.
So I actually feel more comfortable that someone chose something different finally.
Honestly, yeah, it was getting a little scary.
Falcons, Bears.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, next game we got the Rams at the Bills, and Nick, who you got in this one?
I'm going Bills.
Okay.
Give me the Bills. Allen.
Give me some like Josh Allen. Allen. Oh, man.
I liked him coming out of college. I thought he was underrated. I thought he should have been drafted a little bit higher. I like him.
Yeah.
And he is a stud.
Yeah. Yes. Stephon Diggs, that was a key pickup.
Was huge.
Diggs and
like
Brown.
I like what they're doing on defense.
Yeah, the defense is
the
solid.
The Bills is a good team.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
They are a good. They might win that division.
Oh, I think they can.
They're definitely going to give the Patriots a run for their money for that division.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is a year where we always used to say the Patriots are going to run away with that division. No. This is a year that I think they might not do it.
And who's in the division? It's the Bills. It's the
and
Patriots.
Then the Jets and the Dolphins.
Jets and Dolphins. Okay. Never mind.
So two high school
teams. It's basically between the Patriots and the Bills.
Who? What? The Titans? Where are they at? Jaguars. They're
Houston and Colts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I always think the Titans are with the freaking Patriots. I don't know why.
And I mean, the Titans are the best in their team.
Yeah,
that's good. That there too.
So yeah, I mean, the Bills, man. That's who you got, Nick?
I do. I mean, the Rams defensive line. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know you're not stopping Donald. He's going to get back there.
Yeah.
He's going to get a sack. But Allen is a stud. That is a man. Did you see that run where he threw the dude off him and then ate the next hit right after it? Like, it was nothing?
He said, I want more.
And he is surprisingly very good on his feet.
Oh,
he
yeah.
can run.
The dude's a runner, man.
And he has a big arm. And let's not face it. And let's also throw it out there. Buffalo's not an easy place to play.
Oh, no. Not at all.
You get that wind.
Yep.
So I'm going Bills.
Their downfall, I think, is the run game. I think if they find like a nice median with the run game, if they find it, like, if they can just name who their starter is.
Zach Moss needs to be the starter.
Yes. Just have them be the starter and then... That way you don't have to freaking, like, have an unbalanced offense.
Because
if your run game is doing shit because of one guy, but then the next week they're doing good because of this other guy, just do a nice, say, okay, Moss is our starter, but Singletary's going to be our you know, third down back or whatever.
Yeah. Oh.
Then do that. You know what I'm saying? Or do vice versa. Like, they need to have a nice, to where you know who's going to be playing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, I think this is the best 1 o'clock game.
Dude, oh, yeah.
I really do. I really think this is the best 1 o'clock game. I really like this match.
I think our next one is going to be the best one. Even though I hate the team that's playing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I hate the team that's playing, and the other team that's playing in that one is a fucking train wreck. But yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But I'm taking the Rams.
You take the Rams?
Yes. And here's why. They look good this year. They look really good this year. But, like, I don't know why I like their offense so much. They do three plays and that's it. They do, like, a run. They do a play-action bootleg. And they do, like, a long pass. That's all.
But it works.
And it works. Yeah. Exactly. So, I like Cooper Kupp. Love me some Robert Woods.
I love Cooper Kupp.
You know, love me some Robert Woods. Higbee is a freaking beast. You know, he loves his tight ends.
Yeah, he came out late last year. Yeah. And he hasn't missed a beat.
They have two rookies. They have that one. They have Jordan Fuller, which I actually did not expect to be that good. He came up with that key stop against the Cowboys on that 4th-and-3. And he actually had a decent game that game in general.
That's what I'm saying.
Was not expecting that from a 7th-round draft pick.
And then they have a good run game. You know, I think Malcolm Brown and I would say Cam Akers, but I think Darrell Henderson is a beast too if they can stay healthy. But this year's all about the injuries, man. Like you said, defense, man, their defense is freaking solid as hell.
Their defense is legit.
You know, I want to say they're not like, they're good, but they're not, you know, they're not flashy. They're not like, you know, their offense is boring.
I choose the Bills, but honestly, it is a coin flip.
Yeah.
I'm 55th. I'm on the fence. I just lean more towards the Bills.
Yeah.
So, B?
Mainly for it being in Buffalo.
Yeah, I agree.
Who you got?
It's a home
B?
Game. Yeah. Can I
sorry, my bad.
I got the mic. No, yeah, man, I agree. I think at Buffalo.
You agree with who? There's two different options.
I agree with Nicholas.
Oh, okay.
All right. Never use my full name again.
I agree with Nick. Anyways, yeah, it's at Buffalo. Give me some Josh Allen. Give me some Stephon Diggs. Hopefully give me some Zach Moss because he's on my fantasy team. But
you and just picking your fantasy players.
But John Brown, also, on my fantasy team.
Johnny B.
He's a big play waiting to happen.
Johnny B, man.
That offense, they got a lot of weapons. Josh Allen's just a winner. You can tell it's in his veins. But, man, this could be a close game. I'm also on the fence, coin flip. The Rams, Sean McVay, probably one of the best. Like Steve said, only three plays, but
they work.
They're great three plays.
Well, don't break something. You cannot tell. Something that's not right.
Yeah, exactly. You cannot tell if that's a run or a pass in those plays. It's ridiculous.
It's an RPO.
Yeah.
If the guys, like, go like with the receiver, that's a run. Yeah. If not, it's a pass.
And that's why Jared Goff's great in that system, because he can read the play, and it seems like he's good at reading the defensive line, the defensive secondary. And yeah, I like Robert Woods.
You're picking the Rams.
He's also on my fantasy team. No, I'm just trying to tell both sides of the story here. I also like Cooper Kupp.
I know, it kind
of
sounds like you're going with the Rams.
Yeah,
I also like that defense. Okay, I'm on the fence here. Am I leaning towards one side? But I'm going to stick with the Bills. Give me some Josh Allen.
Okay.
Go Buffalo.
All right, so me and B have pretty much picked
every game similar. Yeah.
So
this might change his next game, though.
Two new picks?
Probably not.
Between two, like, back-to-back different picks for me. Now, this is probably my the 1 o'clock game of the week. 1 o'clock, I'm saying.
Okay.
Is the Texans and the Steelers. I just love how the Texans are horrible. The Texans are trash.
The franchise.
They have no receivers.
Their GM, the fact that their coach is their GM, and he's just horrible at it.
They have no receivers, you know.
Yeah, so let's trade our best player.
Yeah, you know. I like David Johnson's this year so far. Their defense is solid, but, like, I mean, Deshaun Watson does what he does.
Deshaun Watson John Watson things. Like,
they have no...
Not that John.
He does DeJohn.
They have no...
You pulled a me.
Weapons. Receiving-wise. No... Good tight end. They have Fells. He's okay, I guess. But, like, Brandon Cook's injury prone. Will Fuller's injury prone. He had no points. I don't think he was hurt. I don't think he didn't do anything.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
So, I mean, and Brandon Cook's is injury prone, too. And he's small. He's not, like, he ain't on your team to be the lead guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just not.
And who the hell is the running back?
It's David Johnson.
It's David Johnson. They traded up for him.
He's been doing good this year, but, I mean, their offense ain't built for that.
Yeah.
For them to be,
and,
like,
honestly, their defense ain't that great.
No, I mean, you have Watt.
J.J. Watt.
But Watt's getting up there.
Yeah.
He's not the same
as
what he used to be.
He's still killing it this year.
He's still really good, he's not what he used to be.
No. And they're just having a bad, rough go so far this year. I think they're going to start out 0-3. Steelers... is going to be having.
So you're picking Steelers?
Yeah, they don't have a hell of a year, I think. Even though I hate Pittsburgh, but I think this is like a revenge. Not a revenge, but, like, they don't be with a Big Ben coming back. You know, I like Deontay Johnson. You know, I like freaking...
he's coming on this year, Deontay Johnson, man, honestly.
Juju's doing good. I like Benny Snell. James Conner is iffy. He did injure a lot, too, but he had a good game last week. Their defense, though, is their bread and butter.
Oh, yeah.
Their defense is their defense is just solid. TJ Watt is just...
ridiculous.
Devin Bush is just freaking quick. He hits hard.
Oh, yeah.
He gets that freaking...
If only he could catch the ball.
Yeah, he just can't catch.
Man, he just can't catch. He had so many... He had, like, twice where he could have had two picks last game, and he just dropped it.
That's why he's on defense.
Yeah, yes, but he hits so hard, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, boom. Yeah, even though I do not like the Steelers, I got the Steelers because the Texans are just trash.
Deshaun Watson's going to do Deshaun Watson things. You're not going to be able to stop this man. Even with no offense, he's still going to figure out a way to get yards and do his thing. That being said, though, I hate the Steelers.
Me too, man.
With a passion. Just fuck Pittsburgh. Coming from a Browns fan, I have to say that.
Yes.
I mean, that's just how I feel. I can't stand Big Ben. I hate him. I hate that man. Wish nothing but bad things.
But
this is his comeback year.
Yeah.
He's come out this year, and he's like, last year wasn't great, and then he's like, I'm coming back. I'm proving I can still play. Everyone talks about Brady and how he's still going at his age. And Drew Brees is still going at his age. Big Ben's been in the league for a while.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he's up there in age. And this man can put up some numbers. And I love the addition of Snell to this offense.
Yeah.
I think that really added something to it. Juju, even though I hate the Steelers, I actually really like Juju. He's a really great young receiver.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going Steelers. I'm going to go with Steve on this one. It's Steelers. Yes,
I'm going with Steelers big, too.
Okay.
I'm going with Steelers like...
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be good. TJ Watt is better than JJ Watt this year.
Yeah, I agree.
He is the best. He is the best Watt nasty, brother in the NFL this year.
Just nasty.
Yeah. As my fellow counterparts here, I hate the Steelers. Can't stand the Steelers.
So you got Steelers?
But
moving on. Oh.
No. Oh, always trying to cut me off. You know, but I won't.
Well, because any other answer other than Steelers is just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you can never count out Deshaun Watson. Like you guys said, he's X factor for the Texans. He's going to keep him in it as long as he can. It's at the Steelers, though. Steelers defense is ridiculous. Juju. Renegade. Love me some Juju. Chase Claypool. That receiver, that young receiver for Pittsburgh, is coming on, man. That's a big body. Steve, shake your head. Deontay Johnson, yeah, beast.
Yes.
Benny Snell, he's there just in case Connor gets hurt again. Because
I think he's going to overtake Connor.
I don't think so. I think the way I thought they would, too. That's why I picked him up in my fantasy, but he had negative 2 points last game.
He really likes bringing up his fantasy team.
He had negative 2 points last game in fantasy. So they gave Connor... I mean, he just came off injury, and Connor rushed like crazy. So they love Connor. Connor is going to be their back if he's healthy. Thanks, Steve, for giving me your nod in approval. But I will take the Steelers in this to run away at the end because they're at home.
So you think it'll be close?
It will be big. Yeah, at the beginning, it'll be close.
You just said but
it
just
run
said...
away at the end, and it will be a big win for the Steelers. Give me some
I'm
juju.
So confused. You say close, but then big win. And...
I just said, if you guys are listening, because apparently these two idiots aren't, I said...
I am not an idiot.
It will be close at the beginning, and they will run away at the end. Big. Give me some Juju. Give me some Deontay Johnson. Give me some Claypool. Juju on that beat. Steelers win.
Every game's close in the beginning. They start off big. With 0 points.
I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised if the Texans have the lead at half. Let me just say that.
Oh, man, that's probably the hottest take you have so far.
Yeah, hottest take!
And I think that's a false statement, but
all right. All right, Nick. Shut up. Anyways, we are on to the next.
All right, guys. And that's it for me today.
Our last.
We are, the last 1 o'clock game. We got the Tennessee Titans, and they are facing the Vikings at Minnesota.
I love that stadium.
Oh,
I love that dome. Just glorious.
So, Steve, we'll start with you now.
Okay. Are you ready for
this?
Who
do you have in this slobber knocker?
All right, this is going to be a barn burner. I think I'm
pumped. Ooh.
just because
the Vikings haven't done shit this year.
That's what I'm saying. They struggled with the Colts, and let me just say, like, it was just run. Just who the Titans have at running back. Let me just say a guy named Derrick Henry. So he's gonna be carrying the ball 30 times a game, but he ain't gonna be averaging 2 yards like he did last week. He's gonna be averaging like 5. So I have Derrick Henry probably over 150 this week, probably with like 2 to 3 touchdowns. I have the Titans over the Vikings. I cannot stand no Kirk Cousins. They have Adam Thielen, and that's pretty much it. So I have the Titans winning 28-3. Maybe Dalvin Cook. Okay, 28-7.
Didn't you just say it was going to be a barn burner?
I actually think.
Oh, literally, the barn's going to burn.
This one, I'm actually pretty torn up between these two.
The Vikings suck.
I like Thielen. I like Rudolph. And I like Dalvin Cook.
He's going to pick the Vikings just because he likes the stadium.
You talk shit, but I might. Kirk Cousins is bad.
He is terrible.
That's just bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's what my new team not is. Good.
Cousins sucks.
But
Cousins
the Vikings sucks. Defense is actually good. The Vikings defense is good. They can get turnovers like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if they will against the Titans. But the Titans' offense ain't lighting everyone else on fire either. Let's throw that out there. They run the ball with Derrick Henry, and that is great. That works fantastic. Their pass game, honestly, I'm not thrilled with. And
well, just look what happened with the Colts, Nick. The Colts did the same thing. They just ran with JT, and they won, 28-3?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if the Titans will need to pass the ball.
Yeah.
They won't need to.
But you
I don't know who I'm taking on this one. I really don't know.
Would you like me to go back to you and let me tell you my pick? Because my pick will be very fast.
All right.
We're going to go to me now. I'm going to take the Titans. And it's not going to be close. Because I agree with you, Steve. I think Derrick Henry has the best game of his
season
so far. He's going to go off in this game. It's going to set up that play-action pass that they love with Tannehill so much. If they get A.J. Brown, it could even be even worse. Because they're talking about A.J. Brown coming back this week. And
that would change it for me if he does.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying he could be back.
Corey Davis has been playing hella good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Corey Davis, Adam Humphries. I mean,
he looks like a fucking tight end.
What about Jonnu Smith? He had a big game last week.
Jonnu Smith. So. If you have George Kittle in your fantasy league, drop. I'd go ahead and pick up Jonnu Smith this week.
Okay. Yeah. Good thing
I wouldn't drop
him. That's what I'm saying. Don't drop Kittle.
No,
anybody
no,
in your fantasy.
No. Got to bench him this week
to pick up
one. Johnny. Also, who's going to throw him the ball if he does play?
Yeah,
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
Yes, a man that I had no clue was even a quarterback. Yeah,
but yeah. So I got the Titans.
I like
back to so. Nick.
Nick, who you got?
This could be.
I think I'm
going to
go Titans, but ooh. I think it's going to be close. The only reason why I say that.
So 6-3.
I like the Vikings defense.
Yes.
But Cousins cannot keep that offense on the field. That defense is going to get tired,
yep.
And then Derrick Henry will have a big second half.
Okay,
I think they might start off slow, but he will have a big second half.
So you're saying it's going to be close. So is it going to be low scoring, or are the Vikings going to be able to put up points? You just said Kirk
I think
Cousins.
It's going to be low scoring. Honestly, okay. I think the Vikings. You know, I'll even go ahead and throw points in there. I'm going to say 21-10.
See, I could see it being that low scoring because they're both going to want to run the football.
Yeah, the only way that the Vikings scores is Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the weapons. I like Thielen. I like Dalvin Cook. I like Kyle Rudolph. I can't stand Cousins. Get rid of that man. You overpaid.
You like
that? Ass for him.
I like them losing.
So, I like them losing.
I'm going to agree with you guys and go Titans. But
tighten up.
I think it's going to be a pretty low scoring game.
All right, so Titans are on the board. And that's your game slated at 1:00. So let's move on to these 4:00 games. All right, first game, 4:00. We got the Panthers at the Chargers. So I will go ahead and go to Steve on this one. Steve, who do you think is going to win? And is Tyrod Taylor going to play, or is it going to be the rookie Justin Herbert?
Well, if you let me talk.
All right, so on to Knicks.
That's the key. Are they going to play Tyrod Taylor? Because if Tyrod Taylor plays, I'm picking the Panthers. If Tyrod Taylor don't play, I'm picking the Chargers. So I'm going to say that he's going to play, because they said once he turns back from how he was feeling, that he's going to be starting.
Yeah, that's
so
what
I'm taking the Panthers.
Okay. Now, you're taking the Panthers, and they were saying he was having chest pains. Like, they're not sure exactly what it was. That's why he didn't play. And they're saying, yeah, they're saying Tyrod Taylor will take over that quarterback position when he comes back. So it's uncertain if he's going to play or not. But who do you got, Nick?
Where's Bridgewater?
Carolina.
From Carolina.
Yes.
Going Carolina.
Even
he's doing a big game this week.
Without McCaffrey, I expect Samuels to improve and have a bigger role. I like Bridgewater. I have rooted for this man in the league since he's been in the league. I thought he was everyone slept on him in college because he could drop dimes in college at Louisville. He was good with the Vikings until those disastrous injuries. So, yeah, I'm going to go Panthers. The Chargers, it's the same thing every year, guys. They're in, like, half their defense gets hurt, and what is supposed to be a good defense turns out not to be a good defense because their defense is just all second string players.
Me, who you got?
All right, so we got the Panthers and the Panthers so far. So I'm going to go ahead and finally change it up and break away from the pack here. I'm going Chargers.
Finally, me and you pick different teams.
I'm going Chargers.
Time, guys. Shit.
Now, the reason for me going Chargers is because, honestly, what I saw from Justin Herbert, I picked Justin Herbert to take over this team anyways sometime this year because I think he's going to be their quarterback, their guy. Tyrod Taylor, this is just a... I mean, they're just... that he's just a guy right now.
He's a bridge.
Yeah.
He's nothing
exactly.
more than a bridge in the NFL.
Yeah, to hold it right now. And... even if Tyrod Taylor doesn't play, I think the Chargers get the win with Herbert. I like what I saw with him. He also can run. You're going to see a lot of Austin Eckler in this game because Herbert does like to dump it off to his running back. So it looks like he did that in college, too, with Oregon. I think that Mike Williams, big game. He's going to have a big game this game. Keenan Allen has been kind of non-existent this year so far.
Can't trust Mike Williams.
I don't like Panthers defense. I think their secondary is kind of weak. So
it's a very young secondary.
It is, and I don't think that young secondary is going to be able to. Anyone can match up with Mike Williams. He's too big. Keenan Allen.
He's going to be hurt in the first quarter.
We shall see. It's going to be a close game, though. I like Bridgewater. Of course, I already talked about how much I like Bridgewater, but I'm going Chargers at home in this one.
Let's go to the easiest game of the week.
Easiest.
Jets and Colts.
Colts. So the Colts are playing bye week. All right.
Colts.
So bye week. At Colts.
But let me just say, the Colts has one of the most boring offices I've ever seen in my life.
Run.
Yep.
That's all they do.
Flippers sucks. But Colts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
this could be.
They don't have Mac. They don't have their running back. They don't have Mac.
Yeah, but JT's a fucking beast. Jonathan Taylor's a monster.
That is.
He had, what, 20 carries for like over 100 yards last week?
Yeah.
Against the Vikings?
I mean,
the man can run.
So you're taking Colts.
Colts easy.
Who are you taking?
Easy.
Colts.
Colts?
No discussion.
Phillip Rivers. I mean, granted, hey, here's the hot take. Phillip Rivers, finally, no interceptions.
Oh, man, that's a big
one. Because it's the Jets.
Yeah.
Who do they have on defense that could possibly intercept the ball? You got rid of your best defensive player.
No. They're gonna put Robbie Anderson out there, and he's going to pick a ball off that he can catch.
Robbie Anderson is
that
Panthers.
Oh, he's no longer with the Jets. Yeah. Okay, well, that's why they suck so bad this year. But, yeah, I don't like Darnold.
That's why. Okay.
Donald, right? Sam Donald. I always get his last name mixed up.
The man who sees ghosts out on the field.
It's Darnold.
Is it Sam Darnold? I thought it was Sam Donald.
No, it's Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald. I get their last name mixed up. Yeah, the Jets are horrible.
But
the Colts are gonna want to run the football. That's their game plan. I think that in this game, it's not going to worry about it. JT's going to go off again. But further down the line, when they face better defenses, if they get down, Phillip Rivers is not going to be able to do anything, it looks like, against good defenses.
We're talking about the Jets and the Colts.
Steve, can I talk real quick? Yes, okay. Colts, Vic. Never mind. Steve's a jackass. Here we go.
Damn.
Next game, Steve, jackass.
Next week, we can talk about the Colts' next opponent.
All right, you jackass son of a bitch.
Damn, B, it's like that, huh?
It is like that, man. You are just a very annoying person.
I feel like a child watching Mom and Dad argue.
All right, so we got the Cowboys at the Seahawks. Steve, who do you got?
All right, let me just say this right now. I don't like Cowboys at all. Dallas is like probably one of the most hated teams ever.
They're America's team, though.
I hate them.
How are you America's team if you can't win since the 90s?
Because they had stupid a lucky, and they got rid of Romo?
They got lucky.
Mr. Turnover?
Hey, they were better with Romo than they are Dak Prescott.
I don't know. They got lucky against Falcons.
Prove me wrong.
They're facing a great Seattle team. Russell Wilson's going to have a big game again. And, you know, I love me some DK Metcalf. He's humongous. He's a beast. Kyle Lockett's a beast. So, I got Seattle probably winning by, I don't know, I would say 7 points. It's going to be a close game. I think the Cowboys have a great offense. I love CeeDee Lamb. Zeke's a beast. Prescott, I think, is good. Everyone trashes on him, but I like Prescott. And their defense, their D-line is okay, but their defense... They're saying that they got all these freaking, people from the offseason, and they're just not good. So, yeah, Cowboys going to do good offensive-wise, I think. Just don't turn the ball over, and they'll be able to make it competitive, and I think the Seahawks is still going to pull it out by 7. Nick?
All right. I can't stand the Cowboys either. Just can't stand them.
Fuck them.
I like the look on offense. Is Vanderhash going to be there?
No, he's out for the season.
No, he's out for the seed. They put him on IR.
All right. I thought they did. I wasn't...
Along with Blake Jarwin, they're tied in.
Yeah, he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
Man, you know, normally the 12th man up in Seattle would just make this game just Seattle all the way. But without that, and it kind of takes away something from it. I like Seattle's offense because, I mean...
Hey, they had 5 fans yesterday.
4.
4, sorry, 4.
Yeah,
4.
I mean... It was a family of 4. In the press, they had the stadium to themselves.
I mean, dangerous. That man, the fact that he hasn't won an MVP is just insane.
Mind-blowing.
That man is... puts that team on his back every year and wills them into the playoffs. That being said, I'm actually thinking the Cowboys are going to win this in a close one.
Oh my God! Nick!
The curveball!
I like the Cowboys defense better than I like the Seahawks defense, and that's the only reason why I'm doing this. I trust the Cowboys defense to get more stops than the Seahawks defense.
It's fair points. Okay, so we got Steve taking the Seahawks, Nick throwing a curveball in there with the Cowboys. So I'm going Seahawks in this one, and here's why. Nick just mentioned it, Russell Wilson. He is the man for that team and has been since he's been there. So surprising that he hasn't won MVP, like Nick said. He's having an MVP-type year. If he can keep those numbers up, it's going to come down to him and Kyler Murray. I think that's...
Can we really say he's having an MVP-type year and it's only 2 weeks into the season, though?
He's having an MVP-type 2 games.
So I'll give you that one.
Okay. I'm just saying, 5 touchdown passes last game? Whoa. Come on, man. And they just played the Patriots. So, that Patriots defense, 5 passing touchdowns on that defense, that veteran secondary? Whoa. I think if he continues... how he's playing right now. Let Russ play. Let Russ loose. Cut him loose. That mentality they got this year with just let him do what he needs to do to win games is going to keep him in every game. And I think this is going to be a very close game. It's at home. Again, the 12th man isn't going to be there, but I think still in Seattle, I like that offense a lot better. Then I like the Cowboys defense. So I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
And here's another wild card. What's that air quality going to be like?
Yeah. That's another thing about the air quality.
What's wrong with the air quality?
All those wildfires?
All the wildfires right now.
All the smoke?
All the smoke coming down.
In Seattle?
It's
the smoke is up there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's California, Seattle, Utah, all them areas got the smoke.
Oh,
Oregon. Oregon got it, yeah. So, but I'm taking the Seahawks. It's going to be a close game. But Russell Wilson, I can't go against him. Also on my fantasy team.
Okay.
So, yeah, give me some Russell Wilson.
I like the fact that the Cowboys got a new... I like their coach. I think he's going to change that team, and I expect them to be... I actually... Hot take, they might actually win their first playoff game in the...
Well, let's not go that far. Let's not go that far, all right? The Cowboys still will choke in the playoffs, but let's go ahead and get to the next game here.
So they will win the playoffs, PJ, is that what you're saying?
Huh?
Well, look at their division.
Yeah, come on,
they're going to win their division.
They're going to make the playoffs.
It's them and, like...
Well, that's as far as they go.
Three bad teams.
Who's on their side?
Washington, Giants, Eagles.
Who are you taking,
and
Steve?
The Cowboys.
That.
That's
Let's move on. Move on.
All right, so we got on our next slate, we got the Lions at the Cardinals. All right, Steve, I'm going to start with you because I have a feeling you are going to go one way. You taking your Lions? You taking Matt Stafford?
Yes.
Are you really? I knew I had a feeling. I knew he was going to do that. He always changes it up. All right, so why you got the Lions in this game, Steve?
It's called have faith in your team. My heart is saying do it, so I'm doing it.
How'd it work out last game?
Not great. They got crushed by the Packers.
Hey, after the first quarter, they had a
14-3
lead. But it's the Packers. That's a very good Packers offense.
If Kenny Galladay comes back, it's going to be a whole different offense.
Oh, I agree.
So once he comes back...
Yeah, Kenny Galladay is that receiving core.
So,
I mean,
come on, Galladay.
All right,
so I think the Cardinals is my Super Bowl team. So, I have the Cardinals against the Chiefs in Super Bowl.
Yep.
But they don't lose the Lions.
All right.
Nick, what you got?
What you got, Nick? You going to jump on that Lions? that Lions pick there?
I don't like the Lions defense.
No,
I love Matthew Stafford. That man put him on... another team, a different franchise, and I guarantee he has a Super Bowl ring, if not two.
Yeah, put him on the Browns.
If you give him the Browns offense, oh my God,
we would be killing it.
They'd be putting up, they'd be hanging 40 on motherfuckers every week.
You know it.
The Cardinals' offense has looked good, which has surprised me because I thought Kyler Murray should have stuck with baseball. I was not a fan of him coming into the NFL. I'm going to say it right now. I was not. He looked good these first two games, though.
Hopkins, man. That was a key asset.
Hopkins really changed that offense a lot. And you have the ageless wonder at receiver.
This Larry man, Fitz.
This man's old, but those hands are magnets.
Well, yeah.
The he ball touches his hands and it's caught. It's done. He caught it. Shit, I don't know. If they get Galladay back, I might take the Lions. I mean, but the Cardinals have an improved defense. It's close, but I'm going Cardinals.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick, Nick. Good pick, Nick, Steven.
Yeah.
I like
Stafford. Fuck you.
Hey, I'm taking Cardinals. Alright, Kyler Murray was my...
Alright, let's move on.
Oh, he's so good. Kyler Murray was my MVP pick at the beginning of the season, and he's...
Mine was Cam Newton.
He's playing great. That offense looks great in
that's good.
And Cliff Kingsbury's second year at coach, man, is he that? He could be the next Sean McVay in play calling. I really like Kenyon Drake in that offense. I think Chase Edmonds is a great back as well, coming out the backfield. Once they figure out how to get him involved, it could be really bad, like really deadly. They got Christian Kirk. They added DeAndre Hopkins. It looks like Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins already have a great connection.
That receiving core is scary.
Oh, it's very scary because Larry Fitz, like Nick said, he's old, but you get him in the red zone, you don't trust anybody else. You throw it up to him, he's going to come down with it. That big body, Larry Fitz. So, I mean, and Kyler Murray, just being able to run the football, I'm gonna take the Cardinals.
Are you going to send him Valentine's Day gifts this year?
Like, Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's on my fantasy team, so as long as he
stays
healthy, he will get some chocolates from me.
B has everybody on his fantasy team, doesn't he?
Well, I'm also in 5 fantasy leagues, so.
Yeah?
That's too many.
So, well, Steve's in 10, so. I say, what?
I'm in 8.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot 8. So, yeah, I got the Cardinals. So, we got Cardinals.
I lose track Cardinals, of
it, we got we got me Cardinals, Nick Cardinals, unless Kenny Galladay's playing, and Steve Lyons.
Yeah.
Stick it with the faith. Gotta have faith. I knew that was coming. Anyways.
Bucks Broncos. Who
Bucks
you got,
Broncos,
B?
The last game.
B, who you got?
The last 4 o'clock game.
Who you got, B?
All right, here we go. I'm taking the Bucks. All I like the Broncos. Can I talk?
Oh, sorry, man.
My God. I like the Buccaneers. I think they're figuring something out. I think Fournette is going to be taking that backfield over starting with this game. Officially, he's probably going to get 15 to 20 carries. I think that Tom Brady, Mike Evans is starting to get a connection. I think the Broncos defense is good. They just lost freaking Drew Locke. I don't like Jeff Driscoll at all. I know you don't
how
either.
Long is drop, how long is Locke out for?
They're saying he's definitely not playing this game. I don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he's not playing this game. So they just lost Locke. They lost Cortland Sutton, their best target. They got Jerry Jeudy, but it's not going to be enough. The Buccaneers are going to win probably by at least 10 points. That's my pick.
Okay. Nick?
Bucks by, shit, 2-3 touchdowns.
All right.
There you go.
Tom Brady, Gronk. I think Gronk is actually going to have a game.
He had points.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, is he actually going to show up?
No targets or anything.
Is he actually going to show up?
I think he actually will have a game this week.
Okay.
I mean, it's Brady, Bruce Arians, like, how the fuck you say his last name? I can never pronounce it correct. Correct, Crite. What
just,
the hell?
Just say Bruce A.
Yeah, Bruce A.
And Tampa Bay's defense, they're not that bad.
They're not horrible. Yeah. I mean, I don't like their offensive line. Their offensive line is bad.
Yeah, I mean, it is bad.
Leonard Fournette, definitely an improvement at running back, I guess. I mean, he has underperformed his entire NFL career. I mean, Bucks. I don't see the Broncos really making this game that competitive with Drexler. Drexler is the guy you have calling the shots at the quarterback?
Driscoll.
Who the hell cares? It don't matter because he is not good.
He might throw 8 picks like he did when he was with the Lions that one time.
Listen to this, okay?
Let's do it.
Now, you're talking about Driscoll as he's a piece of shit, B. First off, he almost beat the Steelers, okay? He almost took that team who lost Drew Locke and made him beat Pittsburgh. So he is
that's
not
fair.
He did pretty good. That being said, the Bucks will win by 3 touchdowns.
Oh God!
There it is, guys.
Oh God! With that being said, goodbye Broncos.
So yeah, let's move on.
All right, Bucks around the board. Well, let's go to our Sunday night game. It is the Packers at the Saints. All right, so Nick, we're going to start with you, buddy. What do you think about this game? Who do you got?
Aaron Rodgers, if I can go ahead and quote Stephen A. Smith, is a bad man. He looks like he has something to prove this year so far. Does he not?
Oh, no, especially after they went out and drafted his so-called replacement. He's like, oh, you're going to draft a replacement?
Man.
No, I'm going to go off. Yeah. He's like, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Discount double check. You best recognize.
One, love those commercials. But, like, Drew Brees does not look like Drew Brees. Drew Brees looks bad. He's not going to have his man, Michael Thomas. I mean, Alvin Kamara's good. He's great. Don't get me wrong. And he's going to get the ball, and he's going to get his touches. But I'm going to trust the Packers more in this one. And Aaron Rodgers, bad man. That offense is clicking. That defense, not bad. Not great, but they're good.
Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, I'm going Pack.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and take this one, Steve?
Yeah, go ahead, B. You can take it.
All right, it's a home game for the Saints. I agree, Drew Brees isn't having a season like he has before. But
he played one game.
Yeah, but I'm
so what do you mean?
Okay, he isn't having.
He didn't look. He didn't look like Drew Brees at the end of last season.
So yeah, I'm gonna go Saints. It's a home game. I like the Saints. I like their offense, even without Michael Thomas. I think Sanders is gonna have a big game against that Packers defense that doesn't look great. Yeah, I like. Give me some Kamara. I really like Kamara in this game. He's gonna have a big game. And yeah, I like their tight end Cook. I think Jared Cook's a beast. And Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be a really close game. I mean, it's going to be back and forth. They're going to be able to keep up with the Saints, but I think
I really like the Saints defense.
Yeah,
I like Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's going to be close.
Aaron Rodgers is a bad man.
Yeah, he is. It's going to be a close game. Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to score with the Saints, even though the Saints have a good defense. But it's going to be the Saints at the end of the day. They're going to win at home.
Okay, I agree with B. Okay.
Okay, let's move on. I agree with B.
I got the Saints.
Get some of that Wisconsin cheddar down there in New Orleans, man.
Ooh. I just think that it's going to be close. Probably a field goal game. Yeah. Kamara. Going to do his thing. Yep. That's it.
All right. So that was a Sunday night game.
I hate Green Bay. So
it is split.
Green Bay, I hate them. And,
me and Steve, we got the Saints. Green Bay, Green Bay. Let me talk. Yo, Corey, for real? No, but yeah, so we got the Saints. Nick got the Packers. Let's go on to Monday night, which is going to be great. This is gonna be a great game.
AFC Championship preview.
Oh, dude.
You think?
So we got...
Hands down.
We got Patrick Mahomes going
to Baltimore. That's another conversation for another day, man.
Going to Baltimore to face Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Now, the Chiefs did not look great in their last game. They really couldn't move the ball. I thought... They really couldn't move the ball on offense very well. And I think in this game, even though the Ravens have a pretty good defense, it's going to be high scoring. This is going to go back and forth. Nick, who do you got in this game?
Ravens.
Any reason why?
I trust their defense more than I trust the Chiefs' defense.
That is the key thing. I said the Chiefs don't go to the Super Bowl this year, but their defense is ass and titties. So
hey, no, I like ass and titties.
So
what do you got against ass and titties?
The Ravens is going to beat the fuck out of the Chiefs. I have them winning by 17 points.
Woo! Okay, so and you're basing that on how the Chiefs performed this last game.
Correct. I'm just basing that based right. off their defense in general.
Okay, now I agree.
Correct.
Chiefs defense is not good. Correct.
Correct.
There it is. The Ravens' defense is better than Chiefs.
Correct.
All right. So I'm going to take the Ravens.
Correct.
All right. Shut up, let me talk. I'm going to take the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, but it's not going to be a blowout. The Chiefs' offense will be able to score with the Ravens. The Ravens will have one or two more stops, of course, because they have a better defense than the Chiefs. It may be a 10-point game. At the most, it will be a 2-touchdown game. There at the end. It's going to be a touchdown game back and forth. So I got the Ravens.
Justin Tucker,
yeah, but the Chiefs aren't going to be
able to... That's going to be it.
You think so? So you think the Chiefs...
I think it'll be a 3-point,
you think
maybe 6-point game.
You think the Chiefs defense is going to be able to stop the Ravens?
No, I think he's saying that it's going to be a game-winning field goal.
Oh, game-winning field goal. It could come down to that. I agree.
No, no, no. I don't think the Chiefs defense is going to stop the Ravens. I just don't know if the Ravens defense will be able to stop the Chiefs offense enough to make it a blowout.
I do. The Ravens.
I mean, I like the Ravens defense.
I agree.
Their defense has improved over last year.
I agree.
I have the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree that it's not going to be a blowout. I think that the Ravens, I agree, it could come down to a game-winning field goal. But I think the Ravens might stop the Chiefs at least one, maybe two times, and that will be the deciding factor. Game-winning field goal, touchdown lead.
What a game to end the week, though.
Oh, what a game. Oh, Ravens, beautiful. Chiefs and Ravens? Come on,
just
man.
Just beautiful.
Like he said, it's going to be the Chiefs and the Ravens now, at the end.
The Ravens, they now have a running back. Not the Ravens, but the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chiefs now have a running back.
Clyde Edwards.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I mean, they had Hunt a little bit.
So, yeah.
Barely.
And what did I say, Steve, when we first started talking about the Chiefs this year before they even started playing their first game?
You said
game?
That the defense were great.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Whoa, what are you thinking? No, I said that how Steve said that the Chiefs are going to like score up and down the field like they did last year. This offense looks different. They can still score at
Will.
Will. My English is not here today, ladies and gentlemen.
You already said you failed English, so.
Yes, I did. But they run the football a lot more, so it's not as high scoring as it was last year. But they can, and they're going to have to in this game because the Ravens are going to score at will as well. So, with that, I think Ravens me and I think, ooh, okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Who you got in the Super Bowl, Nick?
Ravens.
And who are they going to play? Who is their opponent of choice?
It's enough.
Seahawks.
Ooh, okay. I like that. I like that pick. All right, so you got
the... And you know what? Here's a little fun fact. The last two Super Bowl winners, the quarterbacks, won the MVP the year before. Who just won the MVP last year?
Who?
Ravens quarterback.
Lamar
Jackson.
Yep.
So if the trend takes, there's your Super Bowl winner.
All right. So
I don't think that. I think it's going to be Russell Wilson, but that's cool.
Here's mine. You ready for this? After two weeks, Chiefs are no longer in the Super Bowl for me. They suck. No, they don't suck.
Yo, Steve, for real?
No, they won't make the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
But you know who's going to be playing them or going to beat them?
Ravens.
No, he's going to say the Patriots.
The Patriots.
Yep. Steve loves the Patriots.
The Patriots. Even though I don't like the Patriots.
I want the Patriots to die.
They will make the Super Bowl once again facing, yes, my NFC did not change. Arizona Cardinals versus the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. Shut that down. Shut it down. It might change next week. We will see. NFC probably won't. AFC probably will. AFC is a toss-up for me. NFC, I just think that the Cardinals are just good. So.
All right. So,
even though I have them losing the Lions.
My pick has changed.
And that's it, guys.
No, it's not. Oh. No, it's not. Do not cut me off. Anyways, my pick has changed. I did have the Chiefs and the Ravens, but it's not going to be the Chiefs and the Ravens. It will be the Seahawks and the Ravens.
Well, that'd be something else if it's the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Chiefs and
in
Ravens.
The Super Bowl.
That's the same shit.
They're both in the AFC.
Oh, yeah. Shit, you're right. My bad.
This is the AFC Championship.
My bad.
Preview.
My bad. You're right. It will be the Chiefs and the Ravens in the AFC Championship. But I got the Ravens and the
Seahawks.
You have
the Saints. You have the Saints and Chiefs.
Yeah. I got the Ravens and Seahawks.
You had the Saints and the Chiefs.
Now it's going to be the Ravens and the Seahawks. Here's why. Because it's funny you mentioned that little fact about the MVP in the Super Bowl. I think Russell Wilson wins the MVP this year, even though I had Kyler Murray at the beginning of the year. I'm changing it to Russell Wilson.
Damn.
Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl next year. Because the MVP is going to be Russell Wilson this year. They'll be in it next year. Ravens win the Super Bowl this year. And that fact continues. So, that is
I think they'll make the... I think the Ravens will make the Super Bowl. I just don't think that...
I think the Ravens...
They'll make it.
So, you have the same Super Bowl as Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's both different winners. Because
yeah,
I think it's going to be the Seahawks.
He got the Seahawks. I got the Ravens.
We're going to have a nice little bet going on. $5,000 right now.
You want to know why I would say...
Can I borrow some money from Noah?
Shit. You want to know why Russell Wilson would beat the Ravens in the Super Bowl?
Because
he's been there, done that, and Lamar Jackson hasn't. Lamar Jackson hasn't won a playoff game yet.
Nope.
But that's going to change this year when he makes Super Bowl.
I think it's going to come down to that goal line play, and Pete Carroll's going to throw it again. And they're not going to run it. So, you know, that's what's going to happen.
I mean, Metcalf
so
would
make it
destroy
oh,
and
okay.
catch that ball.
I thought you put the Seahawks on. Make it line up, BJ.
No, I'm picking the Ravens.
I'm like,
dang. Ravens to win. I like Lamar Jackson.
All right, man, that's it.
That's
week three done.
Yeah. It's not done. It's predictions.
Week three predictions are done.
There it is.
B.
Steve. What's up?
Nick?
Hey,
I'm going to go 100% this week. I don't know if you have
it. He made it.
Well, you might go a little close to 100% because I'm going to go 100%. We have a couple games different.
He made it.
He did. He made it on. That's Nick.
I did make it on.
Nick. B.
Nick.
Steve.
Me too.
Saint Nick, man, I'm delivering gifts with this week three predictions.
All right, with that, like Steve said, I'm B.
Yes, and I'm Steven. Steven's me.
And
I'm still Nick.
And he's still Nick. He's Saint Nick. He's delivering them presents
Nick
and gifts.
Made it.
Nick made
delivering
it
them, delivering that first win to the Bengals.
yep,
Joe Burrow. All right, but yeah.
Christmas in September.
make sure you check us out.
Okay.
On our social media accounts, Steve. Why are you shaking your head? Where can they find you?
Here. Okay.
Catch you later.